Lord, we're so thankful that we can come to you in this way.
主，我们很感恩，我们可以用这样的方式来到你面前。
We remember that our Lord Jesus Christ said, "Where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them."
我们记得主耶稣说过，凡两三个人奉我的名聚会，我就在他们中间。
But Lord, this evening we're gathered together, some here in the chapel and many from other parts of the world, and we're delighted that we can be together with our blessed Savior this evening.
我们今天晚上有一少部分人呢在教会的现场，还有很多呢在 Zoom 的线上，那我们很高兴我们用这样的方式能够跟我们的主耶稣在一起。
And Lord, since our Lord has promised to be with us,We pray that he will be with each one.
主啊，天父啊，既然主应许我们，他会跟我们在一起，我们就祈求他跟我们每一位同在。
We pray that you will be with Eric and give him good words from yourself that we can understand and believe.
主，我们也祈求你跟 Eric 同在，你给他从你而来的好的话语，让我们每个人都能够明白又相信。
And be with each of us as we listen, Lord.Open our understanding and then deepen our conviction and fill us with your work.
主也有与我们每一个听众同在，使我们能够相信，能够打开我们的悟性，也使我们能够相信。
But Lord, when our Lord was with us, he was a great unifying factor when he was with his people.
主啊，当主在地上的时候呢，他是那个使他身边的人能够合一的那个因素。
And so our prayer, Lord, is for tonight that in spite of the many miles between us, you will unify us and draw us together and cause us to be a happy people in your presence.
主，我们今天晚上的祈求是，你今天也能用你的方式，虽然我们彼此之间远隔万里，你也能使我们连接在一起，
So Lord, teach us each one this evening, we ask, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们祈求您今天晚上教导我们每一位人。
Amen.
奉耶稣的名祷告。Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Eric.
Well, good evening and good morning. Good evening to you in Vancouver and in Canada, this side of the Pacific, and good morning to you in other places.
住在那个温华的问候在温哥华的以及在大洋彼岸的这边的弟兄姐妹们晚上好，也住在大洋彼岸的那边的其他的弟兄姐妹们早上好。
I'd like to wish all of you a very blessed new year.
那我想祝每一位特别蒙福的一个新年，祝大家新年好。
God always is the God of the new beginnings.
神是一个崭新的开始的神。
So we get a new year every year.
所以我们每年都有一个新的开始，都有一个新年。
And I'm sure that the Lord will see many blessings.This year in your life and in the life of your family.
我相信主在你的生命中和你家人的生命中今年一定会给你们很多的祝福。
One thing we can always count upon and that's his grace. We're going to need his grace this coming year.
那我们一定确定可以依靠的一件事呢就是在我们需要的时候他的恩典一定会给我们。
And so we can count upon that his grace will be sufficient for us in 2024, just as it has been in 2023.
所以我们完全可以相信，可以放心，就是在2024年呢，主的恩典已经够我们用的，就像2023年就够我们用的一样。
Now we've been studying in the book of John, the Gospel of John.
那我们一直在学习约翰福音。
John, the old exiled, apostle who in his last years writes down the meditations of a lifetime with the Lord Jesus, his Savior.
那这卷福音书呢是约翰在年老的时候，在他被放逐在拔摩岛上的时候，他回顾一生跟主在一起的时候的经历所写下来的。
In many ways, the Gospel of John is one of the most important documents that has ever been written.
那从某种意义上说呢，约翰福音应该是人类历史上所有过的文献当中最重要的那一卷。
It brings before us the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, who is introduced to us as the Word.
那他呢是把我们介绍把主耶稣基督介绍给我们了，是用这个道把它称作道的这样的方式介绍给我们的。
If you have your Bibles, please turn to the Gospel of John again and the first chapter.
请大家再跟我一起翻到约翰福音的第一章。
I'll read the first five verses.
我给大家读前五节。
And in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it.
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。这道太初与神同在，万物是借着他造的，凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的。生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光，光照在黑暗里，黑暗却不接受光。
There we see the introduction of the Word himself.
那我们在这里看到就是初次介绍这个光，介绍这个道本身。
The word means the full expression of what God is and who he is.
那这个道呢就是把神是谁完全的表达出来。
I think if we can grasp that first concept, it will help us in our Christian walk, and it's a concept that brings the sinner to the realization that the Savior, Jesus Christ, is none other than God himself.
那我们觉得掌握这个概念呢，这个最初的这个概念呢，对我们的基督徒的生活是非常重要的，因为掌握这个概念呢，会让一个罪人明白耶稣不是别人，就是神自己。
Now, God had spoken many times in the Old Testament.
那神呢，在旧约的时候说过很多次。
We read that the word of God came to many prophets in the Old Testament.
那神的话呢，也在旧约里很多次临到先知。
But it was not the same as what the word made flesh.
但是呢，这些神的话临到呢，和道成肉身都不一样。
In Hebrews chapter 1 and verses 1 and 2, we read these words.
在希伯来书的一章的一到二节呢，我们是读到这样的话。
God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son.
神既在古时借着众先知多次多方的晓谕列祖，就在这末世借着他儿子晓谕我们。
So when God wanted to express himself completely, he didn't do it through intermediaries, prophets. Instead, he gave the perfect example of what he meant to say in a living person.
那当神呢想真正的充分的表达他自己的时候呢，他这时候是不是借着一个中介，就是不是借着这个先知的，而是把他的这个代表他的这个人派出来了。
Now, have you ever had trouble expressing a thought?
你有的时候会不会觉得有点困难，就是表达你的思想，会觉得很难把你的思想表达出来。
I think we all have that difficulty.
我觉得我们每个人可能都遇到过这样的困难。
Not only do we have difficulty in expressing the thought, but there's a difficulty in someone else understanding what we say, even if we have the words to say it.
那这个困难不仅在于呢，我们没法完全表达我们的思想。那即使我们找到合适的、准确的话语，把这个思想表达出来的话，那对方呢也可能会有困难来理解的。
But if you can demonstrate what you mean in some way, it makes the meaning clearer.
但是如果你能用某种方式呢，把你想表达这个东西展示出来的话呢，就会使这个思想更清楚了。
In other words, God didn't just tell us about himself, he revealed himself in Jesus.
所以换句话说呢，主不仅在借着耶稣基督呢，把他是怎么样告诉我们，而是呢，借着他呢，把他自己是什么样展示给我们，就启示给我们看。
So, the Lord Jesus is the fullest expression of all that God is. He has nothing more to add to this, to him.
对，主耶稣呢，是神本身的一个完全的表达，就是除了他以外呢，关于神没有什么可以更多可说的了，没有什么需要往上再添加的了。
Just as when God created the heavens and the earth, he created it by his word, he spoke, it was done, and then he commanded, and it was stood fast, it was finished, he finished the work of creation.
那就像神创造天地的时候呢，他一说话，天地就造出来就有了，所以他说有就有，命立就立了，所以他就做完了这件事情了。
God didn't have to add anything to any part of his creation. It was all perfect. It was good.
所以当神造完了这个万有的时候呢，他不需要，一切都是完美的，他不需要再往上加些什么或多做一点什么了。
So the word of God is the full expression. All that God has wants to communicate to us.
所以神之道呢，就是神的自己完全的表达，他借着他就要通过他跟我们交流，就是足够了，就是通过他就告诉我们他是什么样子的。
Now going back to John chapter 1 verse 3 again, it says that he, the word, was the creator of all things.
然后我们再回到约翰福音的一章三节，他说这个道啊是创造万有的这个创造主。
That means he himself was uncreated.
这就意味着他自己不是被造出来的。
And then in verse 4, we read that in him was life.
然后在第四节我们看到生命在他里头。
He is the source of the life.
他是生命的源头。
It isn't as though he took the life from some other place and put it into the creation. He himself was the very source of that life. The life was in him.
对，他不是呢，从别的一个什么地方得到这个生命，然后再把这个生命呢放到这个被造物的身上。不是的，是他自己就是生命的源头，生命是在他里面的。
And then in verse 5, we read that he was that incomprehensible light.
然后第五节呢，我们是读到他是那人不能理解的光。
The darkness couldn't comprehend it, couldn't grasp it.
那黑暗呢，是抓不住他的，是不能接受他的，不能明白他的。
We know that God dwelt in the light that no one could approach to.
我们知道神是住在人不能接近的光中。
But here we read that he was the light of men.
然后我们这里读到他是世人的光。
In other words, he's the one that gives man understanding.
那换句话说呢，他就是那个让人能够明白的那一位。
That is spiritual understanding.
而且这种明白呢，是属灵上的明白。
And that light can only be understood by those who receive him.
而且这个光呢，只有那些接触他的人才能够明白。
So this in my introductory remarks, we have seen what he was.
那我刚才讲的这一段的这个介绍呢，其实是想告诉大家，就是这一段告诉我们他以前是什么，就是基督以前是什么。
He was the perfect expression of God, the creator of all things, and he's the source of all life and light.
那他就是呢，完全就神完全的表达就是道。第二个呢，他是造物主。第三个呢，他是生命的源头，也是那个光。
So that's what he was.
这就是他以前所是的东西。
But now we want to look at what he became.
然后现在呢，我们要来看看他成为了什么。
He was the word from all eternity past.
那他是在永恒的过去呢，就是那个道。
But in time, there was a point in time.Perhaps what we might call the center of time, he came into his creation.
但是在时间上的某一点啊，或者说我们可以把这个叫做时间的这个中心呢，他进到了他的受造物里面。
And we read in verse 14 to 18 what he became.
我们在14节到18节里来读他成了什么。
And the word became flesh.
And
dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, This was he of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace.For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him.
道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。约翰为他做见证，喊着说，这就是我曾说，那在我以后来的，反成了在我以前的，因他本来在我以前。从他丰满的恩典里，我们都领受了，而且恩上加恩。律法本是借着摩西传的，恩典和真理都是由耶稣基督来的。从来没有人看见神，只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
He was God, but he became man.
他是神，但是他成了人。
He became what he never was before.
他成了一个他以前从来没有成为的事物。
He took on himself the complete nature of man.
那他披上了，就是穿上了一个完全的人的特性。
Spirit, soul, and body.
就是身心就是灵魂体三者他都有。
And so we have this mystery now, the mystery of the incarnation, how God could become a man.
那现在我们就有了这样的一个奥秘，就是这个道成肉身的奥秘，就是神怎么成为了人呢？
That is two natures in one. Fully God, he never ceased being any less God.
那就是两个本性呢，集中在他这一个人身上。首先呢，他是一个完全的神。
Yet joined with that is his manhood, fully man.
那与这神性相结合呢，是他完全的这个人性。
Each one is distinct from the other, but united in one.
那这两个呢，是彼此区分开来的，但是呢，他们又在一起合一了。
So that's what he became.
这就是他所成为的样式。
But tonight, I'd like to explore the question, why?
那今天晚上呢，我重点想要回答这样的一个问题，就是为什么？
Why would God become a man?
为什么神要成为人呢？
I think that's a question we might all ask ourselves.
我觉得这应该是我们每一个人都应该问自己的一个问题。
It's probably the most...I would call the greatest question that one could ask.
我自己称这个问题为一个人可以问的最伟大的问题。
Now, I've written down eight reasons why I think from the scriptures I've learned that God became a man, why he became a man.
那我从我读的圣经里面所领受到的呢，我总结了八条原因。
So, sit tight in your seats, hang on, we're going to go through these eight reasons, my eight reasons. There may be more, there probably are more, and maybe I've missed some, I don't know. But I found eight reasons I believe that God had a purpose in becoming a man.
所以大家可以安坐在自己座位上，让我们这八个原因呢一条一条来看。那也可能我会漏掉一些，也许会有更多，但是我至少我相信神成为人呢是一定是有目的的。
And let me say right at the start, I am so grateful that he did become a man.
但是首先呢，一开始我就要说，我真的非常的感恩呢，他神的确成为了人。
Because I needed to know who I was and who God was.
因为我需要知道我是谁，神又是谁。
And I searched philosophies, I searched different religions, I couldn't find out the answer to this question, who is God?
那我在哲学中寻求过，我在不同的宗教中也都寻求过，但是我始终没有找到这个答案，就是神是谁。
And if there is a God, what is he like?
如果有一个神的话，那他到底是什么样子的呢？
Well, in the scriptures, he's told us what he's like.
但是通过圣经呢，他告诉我们他是什么样子的。
So let's start now. The first reason that God became a man was to be able to reveal himself. We've talked about that already a little bit.
那第一条原因就是神成为人的第一条原因就是他要把他自己启示出来。
We read in verse 18 that the only begotten Son who's in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him.
就是我们在一章十八节里读到的，就是只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
In other words, he's told him out. He's revealed the Father.
所以换句话说呢，这个圣子啊，就是把神是什么样子讲出来，就是把神自己表达出来。
And the first thing we understand there in verse 14, that the Father is full of grace and truth.
那在十四节里呢，我们明白了一点，就是天父呢，他是丰丰满满的，有恩典，有真理的。
And so, the first reason then to that Jesus might reveal the Father is to reveal what is really in the heart of God.
那首先呢，耶稣要把什么表明出来的是把神自己的内心呢，就他的心是怎样的，把它表明出来。
Now, as created beings, we can understand God's great power.
那作为我们这受造物呢，我们是可以明白神伟大的能力的。
We can see in creation his great wisdom of putting it all this together.
那我们也可以通过他所造的东西呢，能明白他的这个。智慧，因为是他把这一切都造出来的。
And we have a sense of his great glory that somehow transcends our human minds.
那我们能有一种感觉，就是关于他这个伟大的感觉，虽然这个实质的东西是超越我们的理解的。
But what is in the heart of God?
但是在神的心里，他的心到底是怎样的呢？
And that's what Jesus came to show us.
这个是耶稣来要显明给我们看的。
When Jesus came, he was the most compassionate and merciful man that ever walked on earth.
他来了以后呢，他是这个地上最有同情心、最有怜悯心、最有爱的那个人。
He loved everyone who crossed his path.
他爱他遇到的每一个人。
He tried to meet every need that was presented to him.
他努力地想要满足一切来到他面前的有需要的人的需要。
But the greatest demonstration of God's love was when Jesus went to the cross and laid down his life for us.
但是他把神的爱最大程度显明出来的一件事呢，就是他在十字架上舍了命。
In the 16th verse of the third chapter, we have that well-known verse that's up on the wall behind me as well.
那在这个三章约翰福音三章十六节就是我们背后这个墙上的这节经文啊。
And sometimes that verse is so familiar to us that we forget just what it means.
那这个经文呢有的时候我们太过熟悉以至于会忘记它是什么意思了。
God's love gave.
那这句经文就告诉我们神爱所以他舍了什么。
In English, that word soul loved is a very important word in that verse.
那在这句经文里面英文有一个 soul love, 就是爱如此的爱这个世人呢。这个 soul, 这个如此这个词非常的重要。
It's the smallest word with one of the biggest impacts.
那它虽然是一个很小的词呢但是却有很深的影响力很大的影响力。
It wasn't God loved the world and he gave something to us that didn't cost him anything.
他不是说神爱这个世人所以就给我们一些其实他不需要付上什么代价的东西。
It says God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son.
这句经文说的是神如此的爱这个世人啊爱到一个程度把他的独生子赐给了我们。
And he gave his son to die one of the most painful deaths devised by man.
那他不仅把他的儿子赐给我们而且要让他的儿子在这个人类最残忍的人类所发明的最残忍的死法下去死。
And this, he didn't do this when we were his friends, that we were seeking him in any way.
他做这件事呢不是当我们是他的朋友在寻求他的时候做的。
He didn't send his son to die for the righteous people.
他不是派他的儿子是为义人死的。
We read in Romans chapter 5.
我们在罗马书的五章里面读到。
Romans chapter 5 and verse 10.
五章十节。
No, verse 8.
第八节，五章八节。
God gave a demonstration.
这里神呢，向我们显明了他的爱。
He demonstrated his own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
We were enemies of God.
我们是神的，我们本来是神的敌人。
Rebels against his authority.
我们是背叛他，被挑战他的这个权柄的。
And this motivation to send his son into the world, knowing that he was going to die, demonstrates that great love that he has.
那神明知道他的儿子来到地上会死，他依然把他的儿子派下来，就这样的动机，神这样的动机就显明了他的爱。
So that's the first reason that it reveals the heart of God. God is love.
那这就是基督道成肉身的第一个原因就是要显明神把神的心意是怎样的显明出来。
Now, love is not an attribute of God. Love is not an attribute of God.
爱呢不是神的一个特性。
An attribute is his power.
比如说能力是神的一个特性。
His knowledge, wisdom.
比如他的智慧他的知识。
His strength.
他的力量。
And glory.
他的荣耀。
Those are all attributes of God.
这都是神的特征的一个组成部分。
But the nature of God is love.
但是神的本性是爱。
That's his very nature.
这是他的本质。
And he demonstrated that when the word became flesh. To reveal the heart of the Father.
那他把这样的本质呢表明出来就是靠着道成了肉身才表明出来的。
Again, back to chapter 1.
我们再回到约翰福音的一章。
There in verse 18 it says, The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father.
一章十八节他说只有在父怀里的独生子。
not was in the bosom of the Father, he is still in the bosom of the Father.
那他这里用的时态呢是现在时，不是说呢他以前在父的怀里，而是说他现在，他过去和现在都在父的怀里，他一直在父的怀里。
Now, are you, if you're a believer here tonight, I have a little secret for you.
那如果今天在座的你是信徒的话呢，我要给大家，我要给你讲一个秘密。
If you're a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, you're in Christ.
如果你是信靠耶稣基督的话，你就在基督里。
And Jesus is in the bosom of the Father.
基督呢是在父的怀里。
Where does that put you tonight?
那你在哪里呢？
In the very heart of God.
你也是在神的怀里，你也在神的心里。
Can we grasp that concept?
大家能把握住这个概念吗？
But that's the first reason why the word was made flesh. It was to reveal who God is.
那这就是神成为人，就是道成肉身的第一个原因，就是把神自己的心表明出来。
The second reason I have for the word becoming flesh is that the Father had been dishonored by man.
那第二个神要成为人的原因呢，就是人曾经羞辱了神的名。
Adam was called the Son of God.
那亚当呢曾被称为神的儿子。
Because he was not born, he was created directly from God. So he was called the Son of God as being created.
那他因为亚当不是从人生出来的，他是直接由神所造出来的，所以他被称为神的儿子。
And he's created perfect.
而且他被造的时候都是完美的。
And I include Eve because they were one in one flesh.
当然我说夏娃呢也包括在其中，因为他们两个是合为一个的，和是合为一体的。
And all the creation, its purpose is to glorify God.
那所有被造物，被造的目的呢，都是为了荣耀神的。
If you are an artist or an engineer, what you make is your glory. You put your life into that.
那如果你是一个艺术家，或者你是一个工程师的话，你所创作的东西或者你所做的东西呢，其实是要荣耀你的，就是因为你把你的生命放在了这个，把你的东西放在你的思想什么的放在了里面。
But Adam, who was made in the image of God to be able to understand who God is, didn't glorify him as God.
那亚当呢是按照神的形象和样式造的，他是有能力能够明白神的，但是他却没有荣耀神。
He sought to glorify himself.
因为他寻求的是荣耀他自己。
And in so doing, he dishonored his father.
那他这样做的结果呢，就是使他的父蒙羞了，天父啊，蒙羞。
Now, in a natural sense, if a son disobeys his father, he dishonors his father, doesn't he?
所以我们很容易理解啊，通过我们这个天然人的生命就能理解，如果一个儿子呢，他背逆他的父亲的话呢，其实就是羞辱了他的父亲。
The father bears shame because of the son does disobedience.
因为这个父呢，因为他的儿子的背逆呢，就真的很羞愧，就是被羞辱了。
But when the word became flesh, when Jesus was born, his whole life was a life that glorified his father.
但是当耶稣出生在这世上，他成了一个人以后呢，他的整个的一生呢，都是在荣耀天父的。
He never sought once to glorify himself.
他从来没有哪怕一次想要荣耀他自己。
Throughout his life, he always pointed to his father.
他在这一生中呢，永远都把人呢指向带到他的父那里去。
He honored him throughout that 33 years that he lived upon earth.
他在他的33年的地上的人生当中呢，都荣耀了他的天父。
So we read in John chapter 17.
好，我们在这个约翰福音的17章里面看到。
And verse 4.
四节。
I have glorified you on the earth. I have finished the work which you have given me to do.
我在地上已经荣耀你，你所托付我的事，我已成全了。
What a perfect son.
这是多么完美的一个儿子。
God had sent him into the world for a specific purpose.
所以神把他派到地上来是有一个特别的目的的。
To do his works.
那就是做成神的工。
And to say his words.
然后说神让他说的话。
And the Lord Jesus completely fulfilled that.
那主耶稣呢，完美的实现了，做完了这一切。
And now this is on the night that he is going to be betrayed, and he's going to be betrayed within the hour.
那这个时候呢，就是说这句经文的时候呢，就是在被卖的那一夜，因为他马上就会被卖了。
And he could raise his heart to the Father and make this declaration.
所以呢，他可以把他的心呢敞开给父，然后做这样的一个宣告。
I have glorified you upon earth.
我在地上已经荣耀你了，他说。
And completed the work that you gave me to do.
你所托付的我的事，我已成全了。
And so he perfectly glorified. He honored his father in every detail of his life.
所以他。在生命的每一个细节里面都尊荣了他的父，都荣耀了他的父。
But he also honored the Father further.
但是他而且他以更进一步的方式来荣耀他的父。
He would glorify his Father in his death.
那就是他凭借他的死进一步的荣耀了父。
Look at chapter 12 and verse 28.
我们看约翰福音的十二章的二十八节。
Verse 27, we'll read.
我们读27，从27节读。
Now my soul is troubled, and what shall I say, Father, save me from this hour? But for this purpose I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name. Then a voice came from heaven, saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again.
我现在心里忧愁，我说什么才好呢？父啊，救我脱离这时候，但我原是为这时候来的。父啊，愿你荣耀你的名。当时就有声音从天上来说，我已经荣耀了我的名，还要再荣耀。
What did that voice from heaven say? I have glorified it. Yes, because he had completed the work which God the Father had sent him to do.
那这天上的声音说什么呢？他说，我已经荣耀了我的名。这句指的是呢，这句话指的是父神让儿子所做的事情呢，他都成全了。
But there was one more thing he had to accomplish.
但是还有一件事他要做完。
He also had a plan for you and I.
因为神对你和我都还有一个计划。
And that is that he might make payment for sin.
那就这个计划呢，就是圣子要为罪付上代价。
We'll be looking at that a little more closely in the next reason.
那我们在讲到下一个原因的时候呢，会仔细的来看。
But in his death, he perfectly glorified his Father.
那在主耶稣基督，他借着他的死，他完美的荣耀了父。
In the Garden of Gethsemane, the Lord sweat, as it were, great drops of blood falling down to the ground.
在科西玛尼园的时候，主耶稣基督的汗呢滴下来，像血点那样大的汗滴在地上。
He was in agony of soul.
那他是那时候的灵里是极度的痛苦的。
What brought him to the very brink of death?
那是什么导致他快到就是那个死的边缘了呢？
We read of an angel appearing to strengthen him in between his prayers.
我们读到在他祷告的间隙啊中间呢，都有天使要来加他的力量。
There was a war within his own being.
所以在主耶稣基督自己的内心里面都有一个征战。
No, I'm sorry. It wasn't a war.
我这样说可能不对，不是一个征战。
It looked like a war.
对，看起来像是一场战斗。
Because of the great struggle that he underwent.
那是因为他所经历的这个极度的挣扎。
He knew that if he would go on the cross, he would have to bear the sins of the world and become a curse and be separated from God.
因为他知道，当他在十字架上背负了全世界人的罪的时候，他要成为咒诅，他要和父神分离。
God cannot look upon sin.
因为神是没法看罪的。
And when he was made sin, God could not look on him.
在十字架上，他替我们成为罪的时候呢，神就没法看他了。
That's why he cried out, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?" God forsook him.
这就是为什么主耶稣在十字架上喊说，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？那个时候神的确离弃了他。
He became a curse.
因为他替我们成了咒诅。
But it was the, what troubled his soul so much was that he would have to come into contact with our sin. The sin all of Adam's race from beginning of time to the end of time.
那真正使他痛苦的呢，使他这个心里忧伤的呢，就是他要触碰到我们的罪，就是他要碰到从亚当以来所有人类的所犯下的罪，他要去碰他。
Every foul crime would have to be had cling to his soul.
那所有这可怕的这个罪行啊，都要紧紧的贴在他的这个灵上面。
And God would have to punish him for that.
然后神会因此而惩罚他。
But it wasn't the punishment. It was coming into contact with our sin that he shrank back from in the Garden of Gethsemane and sweat great drops of blood.
但是呢，他讨厌的呢不是这个惩罚本身，而是他不想去碰这个罪，是想到他要去接触这个罪，去碰这个罪本身呢，使他在克西马尼园的灵里很痛苦，要往后退缩，以至于有这样的挣扎。
He cried out to his father, "If it be possible, let this cup pass from me."
他向他的父神呼求说，他说，如果可行，请让这杯离开我。
Was there any other means by which your will could be accomplished?
他实际上是在问说，有没有别的方法能让你的旨意成就呢？
His holy manhood shrank back.From that.
那他这圣洁的人性啊，在这个罪的面前往后退。
But then three times he prayed.
所以他在那里祷告了三次。
Then he said, "Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done."
但是他还是说，愿你的旨意成就，而不是我的。
And in obedience to his father, he went to the cross.
所以他顺服了父的旨意，就走向了十字架。
Arise, he told his disciples, my betrayer has come.
然后他对他的门徒说，卖我的人已经来了。
And there to the cross he went in complete obedience to his father.
所以他在按照对父的完全的顺服之下走向了十字架。
He perfectly glorified God in his life and in his death.
所以无论他的生还是死，都完美的荣耀了父。
But we read further in the New Testament that he was raised up by the glory of the Father, and God gave him glory.
但是我们在新约里读到，他最后在神的荣耀里复活了，神把荣耀也赐给了他。
So that's the second reason he came to glorify his Father.
所以这是我们讲的第二个原因，就是他来成为人是为了荣耀他的父。
To stand in the place of the first man that dishonored God, the second man came, our Lord Jesus.
他要站在就是首先的这个人呢，就是亚当，他羞辱了神的名，他使神蒙羞的这样的一个位置上呢，他作为末后的亚当要来荣耀神。
Now the third reason that he came is he had to remove sin.
那第三个他来这地上成为人的原因呢，就是他要把罪去除。
Our sin, our rebellion, our dishonoring of God is the great barrier between us and that Father.
那我们的罪，我们的叛逆，我们的对神的这个不尊重，不荣耀神的这些所有的罪行呢，都是 拦在我们和父神之间的这个障碍。
You remember the story of the prodigal son?
大家还记得这个浪子的这个故事吗？
The prodigal son, the younger son, he dishonored his father by claiming his inheritance before his father even died.
那这个小儿子啊，他就羞辱他的父，他是通过什么羞辱呢？就是他在他的父还没有死之前呢，就想要他该得的那份家产。
The father didn't give it to him, the son took it.
其实不是父主动给他的，是他拿走的。
And he spent all his father's wealth.
那他把他父的财富呢，全部都花光了。
And not only that, in the far country, he lived a life that would dishonor any father.
那不仅如此呢，他在这个很远的这个异国他乡所过的这个生活啊，是可以让任何一个父亲都蒙羞的。
He brought shame to his father.
所以他让他的父羞愧。
But then we read of the son finally coming to himself.
但是我们后来在这故事读到，这个儿子醒悟过来了。
And he'sIn full repentance, he comes back ashamed of himself to his father.
那他完全的悔改了，他回到家里，他因为羞辱他的父，他很羞愧。
And the father was willing to forgive the son.
然后这个父呢，很愿意赦免这个儿子。
Now we don't read in that story of.How that forgiveness came about.
但是我们在这个故事里面没有读到这样的赦免是从何而来的。
Our story is more complicated.
那我们的故事呢就更复杂一点。
You see, God is a righteous God.
因为我们知道神是一个公义的神。
He's a holy God and must punish all sin and disobedience.
因为他是圣洁的神，他必须对一切的罪和一切的悖逆呢都要惩罚的。
And he's a just God.
他是公义的神。
He's compassionate, but not at the expense of his justice.
那他是爱我们的，他是有爱的神，但是不是以他是放弃他的公义为代价的。
The prodigal son didn't seem to have a redemption.The father didn't require that. All he required was the son to come back in repentance.
那这个浪子回家的时候，他并没有要求被父赎价。这个父亲只要求他回来就好，回来他就被赦免了。
But our case was far more serious than the prodigals.
但是我们的情况呢，比这个浪子的这个例子呢，要严肃的多了，也严重的多了。
God could not overlook our dishonoring of him.
因为神不能忽视我们对他的羞辱。
Angels and demons, they look on.
因为天使和邪灵他们都在看着呢。
And Satan could claim, why, how can you forgive this guilty one?
因为撒旦会愤愤不平地说，你这个有罪的人，他为什么可以得到赦免啊？
The claim could be made then that God is not just.
那是接下去他就会说神是不公义的。
Can a child murderer be pardoned by a compassionate judge in our land or any land?
那在我们的国家或者在任何一个国家，一个杀死小孩的杀人犯能因为法官的怜悯就赦免他吗？
That's not justice.
那就不是公义了。
God is a just God.
神是公义的神。
And sin must be punished. There must be a payment made.
罪必须得到惩罚，必须要付出代价。
And so that's why Jesus came. That's another reason he came. To be the sacrificial lamb to pay the price of our sin.
那这就是基督来成为人的第三个原因了，就是他来要作为那赎罪的羔羊，付上罪的代价。
In John chapter 1, verse 29,
约翰福音的一章二十九节
we read, the next day John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, Behold the Lamb of God which takes away the sin of the world.
次日约翰看见耶稣来到他那里就说，看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。
The Lamb of God, doesn't that speak there of the victim?
所以你看这神的羔羊，那他就是那无辜的人。
He was, in Isaiah chapter 53, we read that he was led like a lamb to the slaughter.
在以赛亚书五十三章，我们读到他如羊被牵到这个祭坛那里。
There it is, it says in verse 6, we like sheep have gone astray.
在五十三章的以赛亚书的五十三章六节读到，我们都如羊走迷。
Every one of us has turned our own way.
因为我们每个人呢都偏行了己路。
In other words, we've dishonored our maker.
换句话说呢，我们每个人都使我们的造物主蒙羞了。
But it says, the rest of that verse says, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
然后 这句经文的后半段说，耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。
He would bear our sins in his own body upon the tree.
所以呢，他在十字架上把我们的罪都背在了他的身上。
Colossians chapter 1.
哥罗西书的一章。
Verse 21.
21节。
And you, he's talking to the Gentiles. He could be talking to you and I tonight.
他说你们，这里面呢，他是对所有的外邦人说的，也就是对你和我说的。
And you who once were alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now he has reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and blameless and above reproach in his sight.
21和22节，你们从前与神隔绝，因着恶行，心里与他为敌。但如今，他借着基督的肉身受死，叫你们与自己和好，都成了圣洁，没有瑕疵，无可责备，把你们引到自己面前。
That great barrier that separated us from God was our sin.
那拦在我们和神之间，使我们和神之间分离的这个障碍，就是我们的罪。
Now in the Old Testament, they sacrificed thousands of animals, but an animal could sacrifice could never remove sin.
在旧约的时候，有成千上万的这个动物被杀献祭，但是动物被杀的这个动物永远不能赎我们的罪。
Even if done in faith, it could only cover over sin until the perfect sacrifice came.
即使人是凭着信心去这样做的，去用动物献祭的，也只能暂时遮盖这个罪，直到呢真正的牺牲了，就真正的那个献祭的来了才行。
An animal is innocent but not willing.
因为动物呢，它是无辜的，但它是不甘心的。
It needed a sinless, willing sacrifice.
对，神是需要一个无罪的，同时又是心甘情愿的这样的一个祭物。
And the only one who qualified was God's beloved Son.
那没有人呢，只有神的独生子是符合这个条件的。
And he perfectly satisfied God's righteous demands.
因为他完全的符合了神公义的要求。
And so God raised him from the dead to prove that that sacrifice was accepted.
所以神使他从死里复活，来证明神是完全悦纳了他的献祭。
So God had to become a man in order to remove sin completely, the barrier that separated us from it.
所以第三个原因，神要成为人的原因，就是他要把罪除去，要完全去除我们和神之间的这个拦阻，这个障碍。
The fourth reason was he had to destroy the works of the devil.
那第四个原因呢，就是他要毁坏这个恶者的工作。
In Genesis chapter 3 verse 15, we read the first promise.
在约翰不是在创世纪的三章十六节，我们读到神给出的第一个应许。
That evil spirit that deceived our mother and who our father Adam followed, he is there's a promise here that he is going to be destroyed.
所以这个邪恶的灵啊，他先是欺骗了我们的先祖夏娃，然后紧接着跟着呢就是亚当也犯了罪，所以呢这个神要 要毁掉，就是毁灭他这个魔鬼的这个工作。
God passes sentence on the serpent.
所以神呢，在这里对这个蛇，也给出了叫什么审判。
Of course, the serpent was just the outward. It was Satan who's behind the serpent.
当然，蛇呢，本身不是什么，就是神这个审判呢是对着蛇背后的撒旦给的。
Satan just used the serpent for his purposes.
因为撒旦呢是用蛇来达成他的目的的。
When God spoke to the serpent, he meant he was speaking to that sinful spirit, Satan himself.
所以这里面神对蛇说的话，其实就是对蛇背后的那个有罪的邪灵就是那个撒旦说的。
And he says in verse 15, I'll put enmity between you and the woman.And between your seed and her seed, he shall bruise your head and you shall bruise his heel.
三章十五节创世纪，我又要叫你和女人彼此为仇，你的后裔和女人的后裔也彼此为仇。女人的后裔要伤你的头，你要伤她的脚跟。
And here we read that he is the seed of the woman.
这里我们读到就是基督呢是女人的后裔。
Speaking of his incarnation, his sinless incarnation, no earthly father.
对，这里其实就讲到了他的道成肉身，道成肉身，而且他这个道成肉身是因为没有地上的父亲，所以他是无罪的。
And there's a promise there that he would bruise the head, which would be the destruction of Satan.
所以这里这个神的这个应许是说，这个女人的后裔要伤蛇的头，也就是说要毁坏这个撒旦的工作。
And if we go to Hebrews chapter 2, we see the story continued.
我们翻到这个希伯来书的二章，我们可以看到这个故事的后面。
Hebrews chapter 2 verse 14.
希伯来书的二章十四节。
We read, Inasmuch then as the children have partaken of flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared in the same that through death,He might destroy him who had the power of death, that is the devil, and release those who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage.
希伯来书的二章十四和十五节，儿女既同有血肉之体，他也照样亲自成了血肉之体，特要借着死败坏那掌死权的，就是魔鬼，并要释放那些一生因怕死而为奴仆的人。
So not only did his deathPay for our sins, but it destroyed the enemy of our souls.
所以他的死的不仅去除了罪，而且呢，他击败了我们灵魂的敌人呢，就是撒旦。
His power over the believer has been broken.
那这个撒旦呢，对这个信徒身上的这个权势啊，已经被打破了。
He's still active in the world.
当然，他现在在这个世界在世人身上还是很活跃的。
And he will be until God's purposes are completed for him.
而且他一直会这样，直到神在他身上的旨意要做完。
But for you and I, he has no power over.
但是对于你和我这些信主的人而言呢，他在我们身上已经没有权势了。
Oh, he's sly, he can deceive, he can try all kinds of methods to try and stop us from believing, from living lives that are pleasing to the Lord. But he has no real power. That power was broken at the cross.
那当然他是很狡猾的，他可以欺骗我们，可以用各种的手段让我们努力，让我们不过让神喜悦的生活。但是呢，他的这个权势，在我们身上的权势已经被打破了。
Now related to that is the fact that a man is going to be the judge of the earth.
那和这个相关的呢，就是一个人他将来要成为审判这个世界的审判官。
John chapter 5.
约翰福音的五章。
You know, some people might say, well, if God is going to, I'm going to stand before God in the final judgment, he doesn't know what kind of life I had to live.
那有的人可能会争辩说，有一天我站在神的审判台前的时候呢，他应该不会知道我这一生是怎么样的。
But God judges no one. That's what this verse says.
但是这句经文说呢，神是不审判任何人的。
But he has committed all judgment to the Son.
他把审判的事呢都交给了子。
In other words, God became flesh so that he might be a righteous judge as well.
那换句话说呢，就是因为神成了道成成了人，所以呢他就有资格成为那个那个有资格的那个审判官了。
He knows the human condition because he lived here a lifetime.
因为他知道我们人的境况，因为他亲自在这地上活过。
So he's qualified to be judge.
所以他是符合这个成为审判官的资格的。
Shall we read this verse?
24, 22? 27? I read 22. Okay. Oh, yeah.Verse 27 as well, we can read that as well. That he has given him authority. God has given the Son authority to execute judgment also because he is the Son of Man. That was one of his titles coming into the world, as Son of Man.
那刚才Eric 他讲的时候呢，其实他已经说了这个22节的经文啊，就是父不审判什么人，乃将审判的事全交于子。还有27节也是说的这个事情，他说并且因为他是人子，就赐给他行审判的权柄，就是他自己就是一个人，所以他有审判的权柄。
So God has given the authority to judge to the Son.
所以天父呢就把审判的这个权柄呢给了神的儿子，就是给了他的儿子。
And the Son being a man is qualified to judge men.
所以儿子呢神子呢成为了一个人，所以呢他就具备审判人的这个资格了。
Now we come to the fifth reason.
我们现在来看第五个原因。
I hope we can get through all these tonight.
我希望我们今天晚上能讲完啊。
The fifth is, he came to fulfill the scriptures.
第五个原因呢，就是他来变成人呢，是为了应验这个圣经的。
The Old Testament is full of stories of God dealing with man.
因为旧约呢，有很多关于神和人之间的这个故事。
We read that God spoke through different men.
我们读到很多地方呢，就是神借着人说话。
And the three great offices that the Lord Jesus would fulfill in prophecy, the three great offices are prophet, priest, and king.
所以主耶稣基督身上有三个身份呢，他是来到地上来应验的。那这三个身份呢，就是先知、祭司和君王。
Now, as prophet, we've already, that's,when in his lifetime here, he was the prophet.
所以关于先知呢，我们知道，当他在这地上活的这一生的时候呢，他都是先知。
Not only did he speak the words of God, but he was the word of God.
因为呢，他不仅说的是神让他说的话，而且他自己就是神之道。
There could be no more that God could say.
因为除了他以外，就神没有什么更多的话要说了。
That's his final word to man.
因为耶稣基督就是神对我们人说的最后的话了。
And so, in that his office of prophet has been fulfilled in his lifetime.
所以他在地上活的这段时间呢，他就应验了关于他是这个先知的这个身份。
But in the office of priesthood, he took up when he was raised from the dead.
那他这个祭司的这个身份呢，是他死了以后，又从死里复活以后，他成为的。
And at the present time, he's our great high priest.
现在这个时代呢，他是我们的大祭司。
And we'll look at that in a little bit later.
我们等一会儿再看这一点。
But in the future, he's going to be king.
那将来呢，他会成为君王。
It was always God's plan to have a king reigning on the earth.
所以神的计划呢，一直都是要有一个王来统治这个地。
Adam and Eve are the first king and queen.
那本来呢，亚当和夏娃呢，就是第一任的王和王后。
God said, "Let them have dominion over the the whole earth.
因为神说要让他们统治全地。
That means they were the king and queen of the old earth.
这就意味着他们就是那个古时候的王和王后了。
But Satan usurped that authority, and he is called now the god of this age.
但是撒旦呢，篡了亚当的权，就是他被称为今世之王了。
The spirit who wanted to be king.
那这个邪灵呢，他要成为，他想成为王。
But there's a coming day when the Lord Jesus is going to be the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
那有那么一天，将来的一天呢，主耶稣要成为万王之王，万主之主。
That'll be God's man will be on the throne.
那这属神的这个人子啊，他将来要坐在宝座上。
There'll be universal peace and prosperity.
那时候全地都会有平安，有繁荣。
The righteousness and justice will prevail upon the earth.
那公义和公平啊，会在全地盛行。
Now the sixth reason that he came to earth is the one that's very close to home.
那这个第六个原因呢，就是跟我们回家是直接相关的。
Hebrews chapter 2 verse 10.
啊，希伯来书的二章，十节。
For it was fitting for him, for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings.
原来那为万物所属，为万物所本的，要领许多的儿子进荣耀里去，使救他们的元帅因受苦难得以完全，本是何宜的。
Bringing many, many sons to glory. That's the reason he came.
所以他要把很多的儿子带到荣耀里去，这是他来的原因之一。
He's called here the captain of our salvation.
这里说把他称作救我们的元帅。
Just as David was captain when all the tribes of Israel were discouraged, they were in debt. And they, one by one, they began to come to David, and it says he was their captain.
那就像大卫当年啊，他在这个旷野流浪的时候，那以色列各族各民当中，凡是那些有难的负债的沮丧的不如意的人呢，一个一个的都到他那里去聚集了。
And they became the foundation of the kingdom.
那他们这批人呢，就成为了这个。国度的基石。
But this is a much more glorious future for us.
但是我们将来面对的这个未来呢，是比那个大卫那个时候要荣耀的多了。
We who had dishonored God brought shame to him. Christ, the one who is glorified now in heaven, he's bringing us, he calls us sons and daughters of the living God, and he brings us to glory.
那我们这些本来是使神蒙羞的，我们羞辱神的名的这些人，但是因着主耶稣基督他自己得了荣耀，所以呢，他称我们这些相信的人为这个神的儿女，他要把我们带到这个荣耀里去。
But an angel couldn't do this.
天使做不了这事儿。
Michael the most powerful angel in the universe couldn't bring one sinner into heaven.
那即使这个全天下最有能力的这个天使长米迦勒，他也没法带一个罪人到荣耀里去。
But the Lord Jesus, when he humbled himself and became a child in the womb of his mother, born in this world,came into this world and to die as a sacrifice. He has bringing many, many sons and daughters to glory.
但是当我们的主耶稣啊，他借着他的母亲玛利亚的这个身体怀孕，然后作为一个婴儿生出来以后，他又替我们在十字架上死了，付了罪的代价，又复活了以后呢，他就可以把很多的儿子一起带到天上去。
Who are they?
那这些人是谁呢?
Well, we read in verse 12 of John chapter 1.
那我们在约翰福音的一章十二节呢，读到了这个他们是谁。
It's as many as received him. To them, he gave the authority, the right to be called the children of God.
凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
By receiving him, we receive his glory.
我们通过接待他，或者说接受他，我们就被荣耀接纳，我们就被就可以被接到荣耀里去了。
And Galatians chapter 4,
加拉太书的四章
verses 4 and 5,
四和五节
we read that when the fullness of the time had come, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law to redeem those who are under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons.
及至时候满足，神就差遣他的儿子为女子所生，且生在律法以下，要把律法以下的人赎出来，叫我们得着儿子的名分。
We're born again by the Spirit of God, but we've received adoption, the rights. God confers upon us the right of a son by adoption. Just like when you adopt a child, you confer your name on that one, and you receive him into the family.
那我们是从圣灵所生的，但是神呢是给了我们做儿子的名分，他是借着就是领养的这个关系，就像你在地上领养一个儿子的话，你也是要把你的这个名啊放在他的身上，认定他是你的儿子，确定了他的权利，然后他就进到了你的家里，成了你的儿子一样。我们也是一样，是神他把他告诉他说我们有这个权利，我们就成。就有了儿子的名分。
No, why would God want a bunch of sons? Wasn't he satisfied? Is God lonely having only one son?
那神为什么要这么多的儿子呢？他是不是因为只有一个儿子感到很孤单啊？
No, of course not.
当然不是。
The son and the father are one in perfect harmony and love from all eternity.
那圣父和圣子在永恒的在永恒里面呢，他们都是在非常和谐的甜蜜的这样的相交的爱的关系里的。
But God's heart is large.
但是神的心很大。
And he, just like a man when he marries, he wants children around his knee.
就像一个人呢，他娶了妻子结婚了以后呢，他希望儿女绕膝。
And so we might think of it this way, if I might.
我们可以或许这样想一想。
God wants many sons to be gathered around his knee, that he can embrace.
那就是说神希望他有更多的儿子啊围绕在他的周围啊，他可以去拥抱他们。
In chapter 1 of Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 4.
以弗所书的一章四节。
Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love.
就如神从创立世界以前在基督里拣选了我们。
Verse
4. 使我们在他面前成为圣洁无有瑕疵又因爱我们。他这个英文把这个又因爱我们是放在四节里的。
It's that phrase to beBefore him in love. In other words, gathered around, as it were, if we can use a human example of children around the father's knee.
所以他这里面是说，因为爱我们，就使我们在他的面前，就用我们人可以理解的我们的人的关系来看，就像父亲喜欢他的儿女啊，都围绕在他的膝前一样。
So that's another reason.That Jesus became a man so that he might be the captain of our salvation, that we might receive the adoption to come into the Father's family.
所以这是基督道成肉身的另外一个原因啊，就是他要来成为救我们的元帅，他把我们很多人呢带到父的面前，使我们能够被神叫什么领养，有了儿子的名分。
But you say, you know, this you're talking.Eric, you're talking about the future. You're talking about heaven, which is like a far away maybe for you.
那有人可能会说 ，Eric， 你讲的是很遥远的未来啊，讲的是天堂的事啊。
I have needs now that I can't seem to get satisfied.
那说我现在就有需要，我这个需要没有得到满足怎么办
？Is there anybody that understands me now？
他说有没有人就能现在就明白我啊，明白我现在的难处啊
？I believe with all my heart that I'm going to be in heaven, surrounded in the throne in the future or after I die sometime.
你会说我明白，就是将来有一天。不知道是什么时候，也可能就是我死了以后吧，我会到天堂去的。
But I have a need right now.
但是我现在就有一个需要啊。
And that need is met by our unfailing, faithful high priest.
这个需要呢，是由我们的这个永远不会失败的这个在天上的这个大祭司来满足的。
Hebrews chapter 2.
希伯来书的二章。
Verse 17.
十七节。
Therefore, in all things, he had to be made like his brethren. He had to come into this world. He had to become a man to experience everything that men experience.
所以他凡事该与他的弟兄相同，这就意味着他要来到地上去经过我们人所经受我们人所经受的一切去过跟我们一样的日子。
And so,That he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God to make propitiation for the sins of the people. For in that he himself has suffered being tempted, he is able to aid or help those who are being tempted.
十七十八节，所以他凡事该与他的弟兄相同，为要在神的事上成为慈悲忠信的大祭司，为百姓的罪献上挽回祭。他自己既然被试探而受苦，就能搭救被试探的人。
Does he understand my troubles?
他明不明白我的麻烦呢
？Yes, he went through all those and more.
当然，他这些都经历了，而且他经历的比你多。
And so he can be merciful.
所以他能够怜悯你。
Because he can understand our human condition.
因为他明白我们人的境况。
He walked the streets and the byways. He met all kinds of people and lived in all kinds of situations.
因为他走在过大街上，也走在过小巷上，他遇到过各种各样的人，他明白人的各种各样的境况。
He grew up in a family.
他也在一个家庭中长大。
You know what that means?
你知道这意味着什么吗
？So he can be a merciful.And a faithful high priest. He never fails.
所以这就意味着他可以成为这慈悲忠信的大祭司，他永远不会让你失望的。
Chapter 4 of Hebrews.
好，我们再看希伯来书的四章。
And verse 14.
十四节。
Seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession.For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin.
我们既然有一位已经升入高天尊荣的大祭司，就是神的儿子耶稣，便当持定所承认的道。因为我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也曾凡事受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪。
So we have a high priest. We've got an advocate with the Father.
所以我们有一个大祭司，我们在父神的面前有一个替我们求的人。
But what's the use of having a high priest to go to if you never go to him?
但是如果你从来不去大祭司那里，有一个大祭司又有什么用呢
？He's available.
你是可以去他那里的。
And he really helps us if we ask him.
如果我们求他，他一定会帮助我们的。
Now he assumes that we're old enough to ask for the things that we need.
而且他认为啊，他假定我们已经足够大了，就是能够到他的面前去为我们的需要祈求他了。
And so therefore we have verse 16 that follows this up.
所以这就是为什么后面紧接着就有十六节。
Let us therefore, he says, come boldly to the throne of grace.That we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前，为要得连续蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。
That word boldly.
看这个词啊，坦然无惧。
Doesn't mean to say that we are limited in any way.
这不是说我们是有任何程度的这种有限。
He's always available.
就是他是永远都有时间的，管我们的。
Though he was a man, he can understand, but he's God who is always available.
那他作为一个人呢，他明白我们，同时他作为神呢，他永远都我们都可以去，任何时候都可以去找他。
Now my last point.
好，现在到了最后一点。
The last point is that it's the eternal purposes of God to gather everything into one in Christ.
那就是神的永恒里的旨意啊，就是要把万物都在耶稣基督里面合为一。
Ephesians 1:10.
我们看以弗所书的一章十节。
That in the dispensation of the fullness of the times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, in him.
要照所安排的，在日期满足的时候，使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。
All things are all things.
就是所有的所有。
The church, the body of Christ, his bride,
包括教会，就是基督的身体，他的新娘。
The saved nations that will inherit the earth.
包括就是得救的这个万族啊，就是继承这个地上的产业的这些万族。
The angels, the good angels in heaven, he's going to gather them all into one.
还有就是天上那些好的天使，也要把他们召集起来，在他里面归为一。
And then,When the end comes, 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
我们再看这个末了的时候啊，就是哥林多前书的十五章。
And verse 28.
二十八节。
Now when all things are made subject to him, then the Son himself will also be subject to him who put all things under him, that God may be all and in all.
万物既服了他，那时子也要自己服那叫万物服他的，叫神在万物之上为万物之主。
Once the purpose of Christ is reign, finishes his reign on earth, God is going to gather all things in one.
所以当这个基督在地上的统治结束的时候呢，神会使一切都归为一。
God will be all and in all.
然后神呢会在万物之上。
But that isn't the end.
但是这不是结局，就是结束了。
Back to Ephesians chapter 2, please.
我们再翻到以弗所书的二章。
Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书二章。
And verse 7.
第七节。
That in the ages to come, He might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus.
要将他极丰富的恩典，就是他在基督耶稣里向我们所施的恩慈，显明给后来的世代看。
The ages to come.
有后来的世代。
What a phrase that is.
这是怎么样一句话呀？后来的世代。
In other words, I believe that Eternity is not just some flat plane going off forever and ever.
换句话说，我相信啊，永恒不是这样，就是像白开水一样平淡的、持续的这样的进行下去的。
But rather like cycles.
它应该更像一个循环。
And each cycle will begin.With God revealing more of himself through Christ.
那每一个循环呢，都是带着神借着耶稣基督所更多的启示他自己的内容。
Which will bring forth much praise and glory to him.
这会给他自己带来更多的赞美和敬拜。
And joy to us.
那给我们呢，带来更多的喜乐。
And then there will come another age of expanding glory.
然后呢又会进入新一个新的时代，然后这个荣耀会进一步的展开。
And so we go on and on in those ages to come. Many, 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 many ages yet to come.
所以这就是我们将要经历的这个很多很多的这个时代，还有很多很多的时代在后面等着我们。
Now just I close tonight with a benediction.
最后呢我要用这个祝福的话结束今天晚上的课。
In the book of Ephesians chapter 3.
以弗所书的三章。
Verse
20.
Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that works in us. To him be glory in the church by Jesus Christ to all generations forever and ever. Amen.
神能照着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足地成就一切，超过我们所求所想的。但愿他在教会中，并在基督耶稣里得着荣耀，直到世世代代，永永远远。阿们。
Why did God become a man?
为什么神要成为人呢？
I have given you 8 reasons.
我给了大家八个理由。
But in the ages to come, there's going to be an infinite number.
但是在将来的时代呢，这个理由会无限的多。
And we'll never cease to wonder at the wonders of our God who saved us.
而且我们永远不会停止，那就因为救我们的神而惊奇。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
O God, our Father, we thank you again for all your grace to us.
主，我们再次天父，我们再次的感谢你给我们的一切的恩典。
Of his fullness we've all received, and grace for grace.
在他的丰满中，我们都领受了恩上加恩。
We've heard a lot tonight, Lord, but we pray and practice we might retain much of it and to live it out in our lives, we pray.
我们今天晚上听到了很多，我们的祈求是盼望我们能够持守住这些，也在我们的生命中把它活出来。
We thank you for your beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们为你的爱子主耶稣基督感谢你。
Bless every heart, Lord. We pray tonight in Jesus' name.
求您祝福每一颗心，奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
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 Thank you.
Amen.
Yes, good.